Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and once again, I am joined with Pastor Paul Jordan, who's in a series based on the life of Jesus after his resurrection, but before his ascension, those final 40 days of Jesus walking on this earth and instructing his disciples in what he wanted to teach them. And so this is the second week of the series, and we're looking at a passage of scripture in the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 and following, where Jesus appears to his disciples, but more specifically to Thomas. So talk a little bit about what you said in your sermon yesterday.
Sure. We emphasized that the last thing the disciples thought was going to happen was that Jesus would rise from the dead. He appeared some 10 times over those 40 days. And what we're looking at here is when he appeared specifically to the disciples the first time on Resurrection Sunday. Thomas was not there. And then he would not believe the testimony of the disciples. And then Jesus appeared 8 days later to when he was there. And what we looked at specifically was the difference between a close skeptic and a searching skeptic, okay. Whereas Thomas did want to, Thomas was asking the right questions. He was open to, basically what Christ was raised once he saw him.
Right. It's really interesting because the passage of Scripture, like if you look at verse 24, it talks about Jesus appearing to the disciples, but then verse 24, it says, "Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not there with them when Jesus came." Like the apostle John obviously singled out Thomas because Thomas was having, potentially some issues with wanting to know whether or not this resurrection was real or not.
Sure. And, again, Thomas was very blunt and, basically just saying, "Hey, unless I stick my fingers in his hand and unless I put my hand in his side, I'm not going to believe," even though they're, the other 10 disciples had seen the raised Jesus, but he wouldn't believe him.
Right. And I think it's so cool because by the end of this passage of Scripture, when you look at it, Thomas does come to a place of belief. And it was, I think he even makes the confession, something like, "My Lord and my God." I think he said, "Yeah, my Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? But blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they believe." And that kind of finds us in our category today, because obviously we haven't seen him, but yet we are blessed because we believe in him.
Sure, and that's the thing that Jesus keeps emphasizing. The fact the whole Gospel of John focuses on the emphasis and the importance of faith and believing.
Right. It's interesting because we were talking about this just before we started doing this podcast, is the emphasis of the peace that Jesus offered to his disciples, and I said that, I found it in the passage twice, and actually you mentioned that it's actually in there three times. So talk a little bit about the peace that, I guess, Jesus in his resurrected body, as he appears to his disciples, how does that affect us?
Sure. I think looking at the circumstances with the disciples, a lot of similarities to today. There's uncertainty. There's the disciples were fearful of their lives. It had just been a few days earlier where they had taken Jesus and they had arrested him. They had whipped him. They had crucified him, buried him in the tomb. And so their world had collapsed and fallen apart. And a lot of people today, amidst all that's happening with Paris, with everything else, a lot of the terrorists, there's a lot of fear. And it's Jesus who comes into our lives and he says, "Peace be with you." He's the one who's able to, he's a Prince of Peace.
Yeah, that's a really powerful word to think about. Like, our world is in chaos, but yet we have a risen Savior who says repeatedly, "Peace, peace be with you," or "Peace be still." It calls to mind Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." And so that's a great message for us to be encouraged by these days. Transitioning a little bit, Sunday night, we had an evening service based on, with it being the week of Thanksgiving, we wanted to be people that were specific and grateful for the blessings that God has given us. And we talked about the theme that Paul presents in the book of Philippians chapter 4, where he says, "I've learned to be content in any and every circumstance. I know the secret of being brought low and brought high. I've learned to be content." And so we've talked about that from a physical standpoint. God has blessed us with so many physical blessings. And you talked about the spiritual blessings we have in Christ, from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The spiritual blessings, Paul lays that out for us in Ephesians chapter 1, where he says you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. And he talks about those who have been chosen, those who have been predestined. We also have our redemption and all these things that we have blessings that come through Christ. And again, the whole focus of the book of Ephesians is everything is in Christ. And so in him, he truly does bless us in so many ways that we take for granted this Thanksgiving season, especially our spiritual blessings. You emphasize the physical blessings. I emphasize the spiritual ones, but we do take so much for granted because God overflows with blessings for us.
Yeah, so it was a great weekend here at Bethel Community Church. We invite you to come out next week where we continue on in our Sunday morning series called I Commit, the Final 40. This will be the third week of the series, and we hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. God bless you all.